prepare yourself for a rollicking and tutoring Western like nothing you've ever seen before. Cowboys, Boys, spelled B-O-Y-S, is now in the thick of its Australian premiere at the Seymour Centre. It has everything you'd expect in a Western. A climactic shootout, a whole lot of singing, dancing, but our lone cowboy, Jack Cannon, is a gender outlaw who fights the patriarchy and inspires a queer revolution. So not your average Western. Joining us now is Cowboys cast member Emily Cascarino. Welcome to 2SER Breakfast, Emily.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Have I encapsulated what this wonderful production is about?
You've done very well. It does sound very exciting. I'll have to come along.
Yeah. Who do you play, Emily?
I play Miss Lillian. She's the saloon owner. She runs the bar and she's the town mediator, coordinating many of the cast members at the start of the play.
Is this your first Western, Emily?
It is my first Western, and I've got to say, it is mighty fun. I've never done anything like this before, and it's just a serious amount of fun.
Yeah, were you someone that was exposed to Westerns as a youngster?
A little bit. I mean, not really, to be honest with you. I mean, you have a picture of what a cowboy might be, and there's very clear and obvious iconic like, you know, there's the badges and the stars and there's gun shootouts and but I've never been exposed to Westerns like this before. So, you know, there's been a good amount of research gone into this, and then like anything else, you throw it all out the window and start to have fun with it.
Yeah,
which is exactly what this play does.
You're very young, so you might not have been exposed to it. I'm of an age when I used to recall when the Westerns were on TV. They weren't very queer though, the Westerns that I was exposed to.
No, correct. And that's what's so wonderful about this play. We've taken something that's, well, Charlie Josephine, who wrote the play, has taken something that is traditional and sort of infused it with 2025 priorities and concepts that are important to us today. So, yeah.
And it was first performed at the Swan Theatre in the UK, like 2023, and you've been playing at the Seymour Centre since the 20th of November. How are the audiences treating you so far? How are they taking to the show?
Oh, my gosh, it's a wild, wild ride. Honestly, they are wooting and hoot-hooting, and there's clicking and clapping and hissing. They are right there with us. It's incredible, actually. They're engaged. They are with us from the moment we step out on that stage. There's 16 of us up there on stage, so there's already a lot of energy to play with. There's a band, there's music, there's a gun shootout, there's so much going on. So, and the audience is right up there on the stage with us. So they are right up there, part of the action, and we can feel that.
Wow.
It's great.
That's awesome. Now, we do our research here at 2SER Breakfast. This is not your first rodeo in regards to musicals.
It's not.
Sorry to mix my metaphors there.
You
were in Wicked, the musical.
I was, yes. I was.
Yeah, would have been a nice experience. How did you play in that?
I was Nessa Rose when we did Wicked many moons ago now, it feels like.
Well, yeah, I guess it's sort of, and the whole perception of Wicked, I imagine, has changed in the time since.
Absolutely, and now it's something completely different, and there's a whole new audience who are now watching the movies, and it's sort of, this is one of those things that has a resurgence and it comes back alive again, which is a wonderful thing for these stories.
Does it impress the people in your life that you know the words to all the songs?
Yes, it does. I'm very, very cool right now.
Excellent. I'll have to take some tips off you because I need that. After Cowboys, what's next for you, Emily?
Look, I'm not too sure, to be honest with you. I have a muggle job, as they say, and a family, and life goes on. But the story and the heart of Cowboys will linger with me for quite some time, I think. I've made some wonderful friends, and we have a wonderful story to tell. And it's had quite a profound effect on me personally, telling this story. I've learned a lot. So it's quite nice to have the opportunity to sit in that for a while.
And, are you at liberty to sort of let us know what it is you've learnt as a result?
Well, there's a lot of, the basis of the play is founded on concepts of gender and power and freedom. And they, as a female, that, you know, there's a lot of that in that, and that that impacts me and my life and what it looks like to be a woman or a female walking around in the world. And for anyone, I mean, you walk away from this play wondering, what is it that makes me happy? What is it that I can play with in my life? What is it that I can do differently? What is it that I, you know, how expansive can I actually be in my life? And that's the cool thing about this play, and I would encourage anyone that comes along to have a think about that, reflect on it. It certainly had that impact on me.
Indeed, the transformative experience that is Cowboys is on at the Seymour Centre until the 13th of December. Tickets available from seymourcentre.com. I'll put the links to that up on the 2SER website. Emily Cascarino, thank you so much for joining us here this morning.
Thank you for having
me.
Appreciate it very much.